my wonderful people, and yes, hello. It's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you. Been a long time, but I don't know. You know me. I'm a glutton for punishment. Also, apologies, there's a bit of background noise today. It's very hot in the UK today. It's pushing 30 degrees. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had that really big heat wave, and we hit just under 40 where I live, which is obscenely hot. I've only ever encountered that sort of temperature once, and I was in Skiathos, which is a little Greek island. It's like one of those Greek islands that's considered like the playground of the rich and the famous. It makes me sound really snobby, but no. Friends of mine were getting married there, so we went and stayed there. And yeah, there was like really, really two hot days there where it hit 40 and then 42. And I just remember it being the most disgusting heat I've ever experienced. And then, yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we had it in England. So, yeah, global warming. It's a shit show, you know. Everyone go green as quickly as possible, please. You know. In fact, actually, I should get sponsored by these. I get my toilet roll from a company. Wonderful subject coming up, people. I get my toilet roll from a company called whogivesacrap.com. I should probably get my promo code, actually. I wonder if I can make a bit of money out of this. But yeah, there's a toilet paper company called whogivesacrap.com. Now, it's not the greatest toilet paper, I'll give you that, but it's all made out of recycled material, and it's also shipped over from China, which sounds terrible, but it's more ecologically friendly than the ones that you buy in the shops. Basically, because they send it on bulk and you get like a huge box full of them, and a box will last you probably by best part of just over half a year. It used to last me and my wife like almost a year, a whole box, until we had kids. And kids just seem to... We use way too much toilet paper. I'm trying to get them to stop using so much toilet paper. But you know what they're like? They just get there and go on the thing and it all comes down. They rip it off. They use like the tiny little ends and they throw the whole thing in there and then there's paper everywhere. But yeah, at least it's very eco-friendly. And yeah, I can't recommend it enough. They're the ones that you saw lots of memes of when the pandemic first came out, because people they come individually wrapped in like little bits of paper, which again is more ecologically friendly than wrapping the whole lot, because you're not using any plastic and there's no plastic involved in it at all. And they also they've got loads of things in the box that turns up as well to say, hey, make sure you recycle me. Anyway, that's enough about toilet paper. no potty jokes on this show. Yes, what am I here? What am I doing? Basically, it's been just a while since I've done anything completely random. And I had a quick sort of 45-minute break, so I'm going to play on the old switcheroni. Let's turn the volume up here. I Am Setsuna. Yeah, I know. Not a game that everyone really liked a couple of years ago. Oh. Square Enix logos in black and white. Yeah, that's that game that people liked. Oh, it's made with Unity? That seems very much outside of Square Enix's wheelhouse. But yeah, just it was on sale for like 10 quid, I think. I thought, I haven't played it. I heard good things about it. It looks beautiful. I'm going to give it a crack. It seems very silent. Just at the menu. Oh, a lovely little piano concerto. Right, so I'm going to push the plus button. Good new game. And then start it up. Do you want to turn on in-game voices? Does the Pope shit in the woods? Yes, he does, by the way. So here we go, just loading in. And there's someone with red hair and goggles, looks like it, walking through the snow. Exclamation mark goes above the head. Seems like you live up to the rumours. A natural mercenary. Or someone from the woods. There's a blue guy with a beard. No, he's not blue, he's just wearing blue. Old masked man. Perhaps my own skills as a mercenary simply grow weak. I am Hapster. I will be working with you on this mission. Well, apparently I'm on a mission. Can I open this sword away? What's your name? Do you want to change Endir's name? No. Nice to be working with you, Endir. Our mission is to recover a young girl who has been kidnapped by monsters. Of course. What else would you do? It's a Final Fantasy type game. Your job will be to exterminate any monsters we encounter along the way. Once we are done, I shall return the girl to our client. Of course. ... If she is still alive, that is. Oh, they leave little tracks in the snow. That's pretty cool. See, I'm kind of standing in a little woodland scene where it's snowing down. A a bit of snow just fell off the tree. That's pretty cool. And yeah, the guy, as he walks along, leaves a little trowel in the snow, but quite a deep one. Let us begin right away. Are you ready to go? You need to ask, or how about you? How about you? I'm going to be a dick. Hehe, you don't mess around, Erendor. I am ready, said Hapster. Of course, I won't be getting involved in the combat except in an advisory capacity. So you're going to teach me the game, basically. It'll be a good chance for me to see your ability. Come on, let's go! Oh, I can move. Oh, I leave little deep trails in the snow. There we go, look. There we go. And go around in circles a few more times. I've made the image of a snail in the snow. Shell, head, body, little bit of a tail, and his little ears popping up there. I'm impressed with the effort that they put in there for that. I'll leave the monsters to you, Endear. Let's see what you've got. Come on in, Hamster. Come on, Hamster. So I'm running through. And here's a penguin. It seems we've already encountered their territory. Oh, sorry, already entered their territory. Time to get to work, Endear. Ready to go?
Of course.
Oh, no. I can't do that voice. Good. I knew I could count on you. Puny foe, but never can be too careful. If you approach it without noticing, it should be strike first.
That's one angry-looking penguin.
Oh, let me move. In combat tactics or everything, stay calm and focus at all times.
Oh, active time battle. I know active time battle works.
Of course, I'm sure you're already well aware of this.
That's one angry penguin.
Here it comes. It didn't even let me do the strike first. Right, attack. Pengy. 24 hits. Pengy's does a slap. Whoa, lots of ones. To the point where I couldn't really count what was going on.
Oh, battle system's really slow. This needs turning up.
Hey, it seems pretty straightforward so far. It slaps me. I'm going to attack it. I've got attack, item, something else. I attained 4 XP. Items attained Mystic Crest. No, Majestic Crest. Can't read.
Hapster. You obviously know what you're doing. We should be safe for now. Let us head on.
And I continue through the forest. We've got a much bigger snowfield here. Make a much better snail. Here we go. Go around in circles. There it is. Come over here. Do that there. And over here for its tail. Oh, no, the shell's disappearing. Oh, no. Here we go. Yeah, there we go. Lovely snail in the snow. Right, anyway, let's get on. No more snow snails. Snows. Oh no, there's 2 angry penguins.
There are more of them than before. Use a tech to take them all out at once. You have Sprite Knight?
that's a lovely word.
You have Sprite Knight stones on you, I presume.
Sprite Knight? What?
Oh, damn it.
You mean to say you've never used Sprite Knight? What an astounding natural talent you must possess.
Received Cyclone from Hapstar.
Equipping Snake Sprites allows you to use Tex. Try that stone out. Just having it in possession is not enough. You must not forget to equip it.
Equip some Sprite Knight and Talismans. Oh, I've got one. Mark of the Tribe. Sprite Knight. Insert Sprite Knight. Cyclone. Edit Sprite Knight name. I could call it Dick Clone or something.
Be careful, says Hapster. Oh no.
It won't even let me do the surprise attack. Right, so I've got 2 of these little dick things. Tech, Cyclone. Ah, I did 28 each. Use 33 of what looks like my MP. Don't you slap me, little penguin. You're gonna, retaliate? My old man? Your man? Cyclone, Pingy! Exact kill. Well, that killed one of them. They kind of just it's supposed to be a tutorial to teach me how to hit multiple enemies at once, and the enemies just split to the either side of the screen, so I can actually attack them both at once. Anyway, got 8 XP, I've got 2 majestic crests and a sturdy sheet metal.
Nice job, says Hapster. Come, let us hurry on. I would if you'd let me control it. Oh, look, a save point tutorial, just what I need. A glowing ring of light. You can sense a faint magical energy emanating from inside it. What's the matter?
What's this?
What is what? Sensed the presence of monsters further inside the wood, did you? All the more reason for us to hurry on.
So Hapster can't see whatever it is. Save points. Yay. Ba-ding! Do you want to save progress? Do you want to save progress? Yes. Yeah, new data at once. Save complete. There we go. Let's go on. Hapster, you ran off! Oh, you found a dead person.
Phew, she's still breathing. Well, they're not for long at this rate.
Uh-oh. An angry bear yeti thing with huge fists.
Another one, and much more powerful this time. Doesn't look like we're getting out of here alive without defeating it.
Oh, cool. We could just run back the way we came.
No matter how powerful, every foe has its moment of weakness. You must seize such moments to strike.
Moment of weakness. When a character's ATB gauge is full, but you haven't selected a command, the round SP special power gauge to the right will start to fill up. It will also fill when your character performs actions or take damage. Once it is full, it will flash, and one SP point will appear at the top of the gauge. Okay, and then it will be reset, and will start to fill up from the bottom once more. The maximum number of SP points is 3. When a character has at least one SP point, you can choose to trigger momentum mode to add various additional effects to attacks and text. That sounds cool. Just as one of your characters performs an action. A light will appear on them, and pressing Y button in that moment will trigger momentum mode. Y, okay. This is getting complicated.
You have at least one piece of work to take care of, Endy. I'm counting on you.
All right, Hapster, you dick. Bring it on, bear.
Ah. So I hit it with Cyclone. He hit me before. I might need my thing to go up. And I'm just going to attack. He claws me. There we go. It's almost filled up. So the enemies can move around the field, but I can't. There we go. I've got an SP thing filled up. How do I use it? Oh. Well, I killed it. Sorry, that was really uneventful. I was trying to work out how this blooming SP thing worked. I got two of them, two stars, but I couldn't seem to make it run. But yeah, I got 51 XP and I leveled up and I got a beehive claw for my troubles. Girl. Dot, 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 dot. Oh, she's getting up. Huh? What's what? Huh? What?
You don't need to worry now.
I... The monsters. Were there monsters? There were.
Don't worry, he took care of them.
Oh, and so I'm safe? Thank you. I'm a typical JRPG protagonist, needing to be saved by men. Because apparently I'm weak and feeble, which I'm not actually. I'm probably going to be the strongest character in the game. But why?
This is our job.
Your job?
That's right. Ooh, we're from a tribe of people who make a living as mercenaries. We came here because we were hired by your father.
I see. Thank you so much. Oh, I'll be able to see everyone again. Thank goodness. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Endir.
I received 5,000 G's from Hapster. G's. What, G-strings? Or just the letter G's?
This is your share.
You mean... You did nothing.
And then, now then, it's time for us to go our separate ways, Endir. I shall take this girl back to her father. Take care, Endir.
He's going to leave me here in the fucking woods. It's snowing. Off she goes.
Tell me, Endir. How long do you plan on staying in this line of work?
I've never even thought about it.
How strong are you, Endir? Even if some very difficult decisions are forced upon you, I'm sure you will prevail. Please treasure your time.
Someone's coming. And the music's changed, so I assume he's a bad guy. Be on your guard, I'm going to choose. Mysterious man.
Relax yourself.
I am no foe. Were I a foe, I would already have attacked you from behind, would I not? Not that I think that there is any way I could possibly defeat a swordsman of your caliber, of course. Well, hey, hey, I'm level 2, bitch! I have witnessed your ability, Endear. I have a mission I would like to ask you to complete on behalf of my master.
What's the mission?
You are indeed everything the rumours say, Endear. Just off the coast of the mainland there is a small isle. On that isle there is a small village. In that village there is a young girl who shall soon turn 18 years old this year. My mission for you, Endear, is to kill her.
Ooh, ba-ba-bom!
I'm not fucking taking that mission. Oh, actually, I suppose if I was a mercenary, I probably would. Don't know, what would you do? Answer on the postcard. Now I've got a... it says I am Setsuna on the screen. It's really like Final Fantasy VI, where it's following the mechs from behind in the snow, but instead we're following Endear walking through the woods. But in that kind of, like, you know, Mode 7 type graphics, even though it's been made in Unity. Looks really cool. Director, Ashitir Hashimoto. Hashimoto! I should Google him. I recognise that name. Writer, Hiroka Abitama and Moka... Oh, the piano music's lovely. Music by Tomiko Miyosho. Opening credits. I love some opening credits. Square Enix Holdings Co., which will soon be owned by Sony. Hopefully not. Nice and calming, isn't it? Oh, there's some lights appearing in the distance. And there's a boat. Of course, wouldn't it be a JRPG if it's starting on a boat. I'm on a boat, mother... with my flippy flaps. Just off the coast of the mainland, there is a small isle, and on that isle is a small village. In that village, there is a young girl who shall turn 18 years old this year. Your mission... My mission for you, Endear, is to kill her. The village of which I speak is known as the Village of Sacrifice. Sounds a grim place to live. Once every 10 years, a sacrifice is chosen and sets out on a journey to the last lands to fulfill her duty. Not long ago, a young girl was once again chosen to become a sacrifice. It is she who is your target. Ferry queue member.
Arr, we'll soon be arriving at Knife Island, sir.
Stop playing with your Endear, Endear. So it's all beginning to plot thicken. Now, snow-tanned worker. I haven't seen your face around here before, or your mask, rather. It's very unusual for travellers to come here from the mainland, of course. Nine villages just passed here. I think so. All the villagers are very friendly. I'm sure you'll feel right at home in no time. Aren't you a helpful person? And now I've got the chance just to explore the village. And to be honest with you, I know this is pretty short. It's like, what, I've got 20 minutes on the clock once I've done a bit of editing out, probably down to maybe 15 minutes. But, I've got things to do, you know. I'm a busy man. But yeah, I just thought I'd just try something different, you know. The last couple of things I've tried didn't really take my fancy. This seems a bit more interesting, so I'll see how it goes. I love the sort of snowy effects that are going on, and the game's very beautiful. But I want to take my time to describe the village that I'm in and stuff, so I'm going to leave that for next time. And also, the music's really good in this game. Really, really like it. Anyway, I've been Bill. This has been a short trapping. Hopefully it'll become a longer trapping. And I love you all. Anyway, to our many patrons, Skelly and Deesa, and Frost, I think. Love you guys. See you soon. Bye. We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.